What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you all came out, enjoyed the golf tournament yesterday at Wilderness Ridge. We survived it. We're here. We're on to Tuesday, and
did you go out there?
Everything's clear now.
Did you go out there, Bill?
Bill did not make it. We're having headset issues once
again. He'll be with us in a second, Bill Bush. Bill Bush.
You had the new headset today. It didn't work well for you either.
No, I felt like Stevie Wonder.
Why? I don't understand that.
It's a big headset.
It's a different headset that throws everybody off. And so I had to do some...
You had to do what?
Some situation. Yes. And so now I'm good to go.
Okay. Good.
Jake, yes. We have to hear about Jake's golf outing.
Well, yes. It wasn't my outing. It was Amon's outing, Amon Green. I was just there to
assist.
No, I helped organize it. Well, yeah. It's not my event, but...
I'm sorry.
It looked like a great event.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
We had some issues off the bat, but it went well.
What happened? Was there...
Sounds good to me.
We'll go right into it.
Silent chit chat.
We'll go right into it because it worked out.
Did they not know you were coming?
No.
Did the golf course?
The golf course
were
was aware.
Were they amused that you showed up at the golf tournament?
They were aware
Slim
of the tournament.
With speakers? Did speakers that throw them off?
What the hell's going on over here? What are you guys doing over here?
Yeah.
Well, Jake and Van.
This happens occasionally at golf tournaments, but we had, I think, 20-some teams sign up, and then there was additional, like, 6 or 7 that said we signed up that we didn't have accounted for.
Thankfully... Teams?
Teams. So that's about, 24 to 28 golfers that weren't accounted for that we did figure out, and they were allowed to play, and everybody got in the tournament. There's nobody that was turned away that apparently had signed up, but it just created a little bit of...
anxiety.
Anxiety. There we go with that off the bat. But everybody got in. So kudos to Wilderness Ridge for making that happen and working through that and providing the golf carts and getting them in the system. They weren't in the system until an hour before the tournament. Yeah. So they had to find a way to get new sheets for them and get carts and get them in the actual scoring. So that was a joy. The weather was fantastic. It was cool. It was wonderful weather. You couldn't ask a little bit.
Did you hit some sticks?
I hit some sticks. Yeah, I didn't play very well again. I am in a summer lull right now. My golf game sucks.
Really? Well, you both went on a run.
Yeah, that's true. We had a couple good holes, but
good
then the last 5 didn't go so well for me and Bolt. We didn't. You know, we missed a lot of chances there. So
golf with
that. That was probably my best day I've had with Bolt golfing in a couple weeks. It played okay.
He always elevates.
Yeah.
Bolt tends to do
Rising that. Tide lifts all boats.
What's his first name?
That's Dave.
Dave
Bolt.
T-Bolt.
Dave T-Bolt. Dave T-Bolt. Bolt's not his name.
Yes, his nickname. Yes, goes by Bolt there. Yeah. But when the actual golf got going, we had someone that I think the entire state would know, Jordan Larson.
Nice.
You know, Olympian, pride of Hooper, Nebraska. She was supposed to join us for a celebrity hole on her second hole. Played the rest of the round with us. We played the entire round of golf with Jordan Larson. me and Seth and Nick and our buddy Nate from Tipsy Tina's and Jordan Larson essentially became a pairing of five out there. Wow. She brought her own club. She can hit it a lot. She hit from the men's tees. We weren't trying to take advantage and say, listen, Jordan's out here trying to, you know, tee off from the women's tees and wasn't on our team originally. But we played we played 17 holes with Jordan Larson yesterday.
That had to be fun.
She's an athlete.
She got legitimate swing?
Yes, she can hit it a ways. When she gets a hold of it, she can hit it pretty good.
Did you ask some questions about like the Olympics or anything else? Like that would have been quizzing.
I just want you guys both know Seth. Or about Seth. Yes.
I know Seth.
Imagine Seth in this situation. Right? Seth likes to BS on the golf course. Mm-hmm. He just likes to be met with any. So he's BS with Jordan Larson the whole time. Talking about, hey, Jordan, lights are on. Got to make this putt here.
Lights are on.
Come on. Hey, the nation's watching. The world's watching, Jordan. You got to make this one. Almost trying to get in her head, essentially.
But she's on your team. That's the weird part about that.
Jordan, the lights
are on. We're messing with the people on our own team.
We're messing with an Olympian here.
Yes.
She's an Olympian.
Yeah, yes. Someone that Nebraskans are very proud of, rightfully so. And here's Seth just trying to rally her on her own team.
Jake played golf with Jordan Larson
for 17 holes.
That's incredible.
She was a good time.
And what
we didn't play. I mean, we actually got this is probably we got second place at 10 under par. That is really low for a second place. We had no mulligans. We had no gimmies. It was straight up real golf. Mm-hmm. No. Hey, buy some string and you can throw the ball. Yeah. I hate those scrambles. I know it's a good way to make money, but that's not golf to me. It was golf yesterday. That's what I want.
At the highest level. Olympians.
That's right. Olympians are playing golf with this Jordan Larson.
And Wilderness Ridge had no idea you guys were showing up for the golf tournament.
That's not true. They had seven teams.
Why is there a van out here?
I'd say they weren't prepared for seven teams.
There's a ticket van out here. Hey, there's a loud music playing.
Swim's unpacking a bunch of stuff.
There's a different, not Carson Schott, but different Carson. I think Carson Tatro is his last name. And he was very helpful. I could tell he was getting a little stressed out by, more teams. But he played it very calm. He was cool. And when I said, hey, I'm sorry, he's like, it's all good.
Okay.
Well, but once you get to the tee off for those events and announcements are done and teams are in the cards, you've made it.
Gosh.
You've made it.
It came off. It went off. Jake, Amon Green's foundation tournament.
I helped.
I always think it's very interesting when you have, if you're playing in one of these events, and then all of a sudden you're with a bunch of guys that don't play this course, and they're like, okay, go to hole 13. And it's just mayhem. People driving and yelling, is this third? What is that? Are you on 7?
Where's 13? No idea.
And it's just, you see people just whizzing around the golf course trying to figure out where they're going.
Was some of that happening?
Yeah. I mean, you have
it's impossible not to.
Well, people lead the way to the actual starting holes, but then you've got others trying to trying to bring stuff out to a hole during it or trying, hey, what hole are you? I'm on 17. I'm going to go find it. That's not the golfers, but like helpers from the tournament. But off the bat, people found their hole, I think, with ease because we had leaders that took them
out. Now, you're playing at a way different level than of a golf tournament because most of the time, the ones I'm at, you're on your own.
Good luck.
There's not people Chris taking Turner? You.
Well, that's a shout out to Wilderness Ridge. They were prepared. They had that lined up. They did a great job. All of our sponsors showed up. It was fantastic.
Oh my God, it went off.
It went off. Happy at 11 o'clock when we started, and there's nobody panicking or having any chaos out there. I would say this too. At about 10:24, I realized that all the different signs for the hole sponsors had not been put out yet. Which I said, okay, this little problem, I can handle this. So this is a shout out to the carts. The carts at Wilderness Ridge are so fast.
Are they really?
They're electric and they fly. I got through 18 holes in like 12 minutes.
Think about what he was doing.
It was going like 30 miles per hour, it felt like, in those days.
Whipping around.
He did a show and then he had to run a golf tournament. I don't know how you do it.
Played in a golf tournament that.
And ran it.
I didn't really.
Niobrara Valley Golf Association in the golf 9-hole course. And it was myself, Duke. And Shindaddy.
Why, God, why?
Shindaddy and my dad.
Okay.
And we had to go up there. Hey, if you want to get carts, you have to go up to this gas station.
Yeah.
So we got two golf carts, and Duke got the one that was gas with no governor. And so it'd go like 30, 40, and he got dad on there. And I'm behind him, and they're driving down this old highway because the town had moved. And they hit a bump, and I see my dad elevate eight feet off the seat. He's in front of me, and he elevates off the seat.
Not good.
Yeah, not good. He's just not going good. 40 in a golf cart with my dad.
That's what we know. There's no seat belts in the
There's
golf
no
cart.
Seat belts. So just, There's no seat belts. That's what I mean.
Hang
that's
on.
He just elevated him, and Duke's laughing. The time my dad's easily mid-70s at this time.
Oh, no.
Come on, Duke.
Yeah.
Duke. He went off the chair.
Yeah, went off
was
the chair.
Ron, was Ron laughing when you saw him?
He had an okay time. Okay. Of course, he partnered up with Duke.
Your dad's kind of unflappable, it seems
yeah,
like.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, but does that the Niobrara Valley Golf Association.
The Niobrara Valley.
Yes. Nine
wow.
holes.
Wow.
And a bonus hole. They also have one. There's a 10th hole that we can play.
It all sounds very fun.
Yes. I'll say this. It's nine holes of the flattest, straightest golf course you've ever seen.
No kidding.
I enjoy it. Really enjoy it. If you want to enjoy a course, go to Niobrara.
And get Lawrence clubs.
Yes.
I'll get Lawrence clubs. Yeah, take his clubs.
You got to get some clubs.
I just remember that. Was it 3 years ago? I wasn't even on the ticket yet. I was way before that. When Jake spent a half hour on Beamer when he hit the hybrid off the whole side.
A lot of people were asking questions about that one, Bill. Text line was flowing that day. They want to know. I know you don't like the golf, but they liked it.
Half hour. I'm like, a lot of people liked it. I know I texted him. Any chance Jake's going to go, so is Jake going hole by hole?
Yeah, he did.
You know, they paid.
Before he was on.
To be fair, that course did pay. The course did pay for it. It was advertised. They paid for review, and the people wanted it. I'll defend the golf.
I would say this.
Here defend him.
It's one of the most.
We're filling time.
It's one of the most noted golf courses.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, Indian Trails, absolutely, because there's been numerous state championships there. Did you know that, Jake?
Yes.
There's been numerous state championships there.
Bill regaling with his golf knowledge.
Yes.
Hey, that sounds good. Who is the best golfer there?
I don't know about the actual best golf like in our group or
no in the place.
I don't know. I only saw our group play. So I didn't,
who played better? You or Seth?
Oh God, Seth played better than me. Yeah, Seth. If we played straight up, I would have lost by 15 shots to Seth yesterday.
He had to love that right in front of an Olympian.
Yeah,
right in front of an
and
Olympian.
And he's the guy. Oh, didn't hit that one. Seth, you hit that 310 into the wind. Shut up. You hit that one. You hit that one good. Did it hit it well? You don't hit it 400. 310 in the wind is a great swing. I hit mine like 270 into the wind. I was thrilled with it.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
That wasn't a I was 40 yards behind him. I agree with you.
I agree with that. When you're playing like a par three and you hit like 184 and you hits it like 8 feet past the pin.
And he's complaining.
Wrong club.
Yeah, I'm like, shut up.
Why not use an eight?
I told him shut up several times.
Damn it.
Come on.
He hits it 310?
He hits a low... Into the wind, it's a nice low ball. It just flies. It kills it. So,
yeah, there's nothing worse. Oh, man. If I hit the right club, it's a hole in one. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we were about 210 out on a hole into the wind, and he was upset he hit it to 15 feet. I'm like, shut up. You're on the green. Nobody else is even close to the green. Just be okay with it.
Okay, forget the golf talk. What about who are the illuminaries?
Okay,
who are the main illuminaries?
The Huskers there. We had Frankie London. On the scene, we had Tony Ortiz. Mm-hmm. We had, of course, Amon Green. Jordan Larson was there. We had Tony Davis. Tony Davis came up and said hi after the round.
Nice.
So I had to send you guys a picture. He asked for that, so I
did.
TD
was back in town.
Johnny Rogers was there. Okay. He played with one of the groups for I think half the round.
Okay,
he was on the scene. I'm trying to think who else was there.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good start.
It's a great start.
There's probably some more I'm forgetting. I apologize to those of you out there, but that was the main ones. I believe Niles Paul was there. I never saw him. I know he was on the sheet to be there. I think he was there, but I never saw him.
You know, Tony Davis just went into the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame because he was the MVP. Bill, he was the MVP of two bowl games in the same calendar year.
Is that any good?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Tony
really good.
Davis is still pretty fit. If you saw him around, he's like he's definitely an athlete. Still, it could be an athlete right now.
He was a Sugar Bowl MVP. Yeah. And I don't know what year. It's probably 72 or 73 in that range. And then he was the Cotton Bowl MVP in the same calendar year, which is freaky if you think about it.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back when they were going to bowl games.
Easy.
Oh, wow. Wow. Shots.
You just said easy to yourself.
Yeah, you did.
You said easy to yourself.
He easy to himself.
MVP. MVP.
So that's the golf tournament. It was
Jake, that sounds awesome.
Before 11 o'clock, a little bit chaotic, and then it happened. Tournament happened.
And then you
and
made it to your golf league.
I did get to league last night.
Yeah.
I didn't play great. I did beat AJ.
I wouldn't expect that you would. I mean, how would you? That's a long day.
27. Yeah,
well, I did it last week, too. I had a tournament Monday to play league again after that. I think I'm done doing that for the rest of my life. I won't do that again. I'll either just play in the tournament
there it was.
And not in the league, or just play league and not in the tournament. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
that
a
would be
a,
to play in a tournament and then go play in a league. That would be like just going to a tinfoil buffet.
Bill.
I mean, just, oh.
I drove a half hour from the golf
course to Eagle. There's no way we're doing that. I shouldn't speak for Bill, but there's no way I'm doing it. I couldn't do it.
We're not playing 27 holes at our tournament at Jim Egger, are we?
No.
That'd be a lot. We're not. And a marathon?
I'm trying to figure
36
out.
36 holes, guys. Buckle up.
Trying to figure out how to
get there
all the groups that we want because it's 9 holes. If we had 18, it's great. We could play 18. It's going to be same hole, the same course twice, but I don't want to have like 4 groups built on the hole. We got to shut that thing down to maybe 18 teams max.
That's going
to
sell out in a day, Jake. We better have that. There better be a
by next
warning.
Monday, I can start focusing on it.
Don't worry about it.
We got the World Series coming up.
I'll stop by there today.
Would you stop? You got your...
Going to get some intel.
They'll think you're on the grounds crew.
They will.
Yep. He's got his yellow shirt on. If you're not watching.
Mower's right out back, buddy. A little late, but imagine me out there whipping around on the green.
He pushes on the Jaeger ground. That'd be so awesome. Driving down Normal, look over. Yeah, look over. I think that's Bush.
What's Bill doing over there?
He told me he was working here.
What's he doing?
He doesn't have a job. Simple brings it up every day.
I did not. He's got bring the weed whacker. Did I bring that up? Did I bring it up?
Every day. It's okay.
Did I? Really?
It's okay.
How have I brought it up in over a month?
I think he's doing some weed whacking over there. What's Bill doing that thing? How do you get that?
He's driving some kind of contraption.
Got the cool cart.
I want to drive the cool greens thing. That's that with those rollers on it. That would have been. I don't think they'd trust
the greens
me.
Greens are destroyed.
I don't think they'd trust me. I don't think they would do? Trust me. What I don't think they'd trust me on the greens.
We have a problem at Acre. Yeah. There'd be a big story in the journal. Acre greens destroyed by work.
the hydraulic line burst, but Bush didn't know it just leaked fluid all over the greens.
Course closed for summer.
Sorry.
First time ever.
Sorry, youth golfers. With my picture there. Here's why.
He gave him his first ever chance.
Gave him one chance.
That'll be his last chance ever.
Hager's close.
He was running a weed eater. He begged every day to run the greens machine, and then this happened.
Hager's close. this is the headline. Summer.
I'm stopping and starting on the greens, whipping around. No, Bill, drive straight across them. We're not supposed to make turns on the greens.
People are driving out there to check the damaged greens out. Yeah. I've seen anything like this.
This is myself here.
You guys seen four? What did you see? Oh, four?
God, it's like a tornado here.
What happened to Bill?
He even ruined the tee box. He even wrecked the tee box. He wasn't even supposed to be on the tee box.
He destroyed the course.
He kept going and didn't stop.
Close for the summer.
Oh, God. Anything else idle chit yet?
Bill?
No. Nothing.
I was strangely productive. I don't. Nothing interesting.
That's fine.
Oh, big day today, though. I take my truck to Kendall.
Oh, you do?
A1. Yeah, I have some back end
A1.
Back end problems. It's making a weird sound.
I thought it was transmission.
Well, there's that, too.
Okay. So you got two problems here.
No, the transmit, Bill, the transmission is just a fluid change. You don't have to really do it till 100,000 miles.
Okay.
I'm at 83. But there's a strange sound in the back end. I don't want a bunch of opinions. I've gotten those. It's something to do with the brakes because it only happens when you hit the brakes. So
there's a clue. I don't know if that's even a back end problem. It's
probably
a brake
Margaret
problem.
Had the whole apparatus being changed yesterday. So I was like, no. Yeah. It only happens when missing tooth Greg, of course, diagnosed. He said, no, don't listen to her. It's when you hit the brakes. So it's something with the brakes.
Probably the favorite line so far of missing tooth Greg is leave immediately. Leave immediately.
The other place.
Leave immediately.
I was in a shop.
Yeah, the shop.
Yeah.
And you're about ready to hand him like $9,000.
$900. He goes,
Leave immediately.
Leave right now.
Trying to help you out.
Yeah.
By the way, on the text line before wrap up idle chit chat, Dustin from Lincoln is apparently the superintendent at Jim Agger.
Oh, Jim. Bill,
oh, whoa.
Bill.
It just got interesting.
And he says, Bill, you can come run the greens mower anytime you want.
That's
an open
Justin,
invitation.
How do we meet?
Justin, are you sure you
Dustin,
want to do that?
Dustin.
Sorry, Jake.
Dustin, okay. We'd like to get Dustin's phone number, and we will contact
him.
You got it right
are
here.
You sure you want to do that?
I think I want to give it a shot.
He wants to run the...
I think I want to give it a shot.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think I want to give it a shot, especially the day of the tournament when you guys pull up. I want to be out there on the greens.
Just getting it ready.
Just getting things ready.
You'd probably be really good as a course superintendent.
I'd enjoy it. I think
you'd be good.
I'm detailed.
Yeah, you are. You'd probably be really good at it, actually.
Not as good as Dusty. Thank
course
you.
Course superintendent, Justin.
Dustin.
Dustin, could you do some pre-work for us on this? I was getting this tournament set up.
Yeah.
Could you stop into the office?
We have a line into Agger right now. Is there anything you want to say?
I don't know. He's listening. I don't know this, though, but when you drive by, there's never a time when I've driven down what road is that?
Capitol Parkway. Yeah. Normal.
It turns into Antelope. Is that right? Down further down.
When it gets to Antelope.
When I turn
down by downtown.
Don't complicate
downtown.
This. It's Capitol Parkway.
Capitol Parkway. Anyway, yeah. I'm always happy. Whenever I drive by there, I'm always happy. You look over your right. You just go look at that.
Totally.
I'm happy every time I drive by.
I 100% agree. Courses that are in the middle of a city are always kind of cool.
Yes.
Like in that. And there you go. There's one.
I've only played it once.
Somebody else says I work at Holmes Golf Course, and you guys are giving me high anxiety right now with this talk about the greens.
What could go wrong?
Now, Dustin wants you to mow. This guy says, "Don't come to Holmes. Stay away. Stay away from Holmes."
Well, seems as if yeah.
Seems Jim, as if what?
Jim Agger's a little more welcoming.
Both city courses.
Because we're heading to Jim Agger. We'll be at Jim Agger in some form or fashion.
I'll give a report on that. Give me some time.
Are we building
our own team?
Give me some time. I'll figure it out. That is Idle Chit Chat. It's sponsored by 738 Ag. Joey Robinson and the team. If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run your sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application
turnkey
included. 738ag.com out of Bertrand.
Did Joey ever get one? Did he ever get his hand on one?
What's that?
Ball? Coming off the edge?
Did he ever get his hand on one in practice? Oh, always in practice. Yes, very. He was like I said. He was the staple of special teams. He was grit. I told you, he's grit. That's what he is now. Now he's grit again. But he's in the dirt. He's in the dirt with everything. He's got places all over the. He's got places up in South Dakota, all throughout the entire state of Nebraska.
Seriously?
Yeah, build it all on his own. That's why you want to get in touch with someone like him and work with someone like Joey. So you need to have your seed, your fertilizer. Spray, so it's all one-stop shop. hey, what do we need? This, we need this. Who's going to do it? Joey's like, I do that. That's what I do. I'll be at your farm. I'll be there, have this stuff set up and ready to go. And so if you want to also like that, if you want to be like all of a sudden hooked up with a company like a Trados or something, when you're selling an incredible amount of yield, well, you better start with Joey. Otherwise, your yield, yeah.
Robinson was multidimensional in the field he's in now, and he was multidimensional as a Nebraska special teams demon.
Demon. He's also a fertilizer demon.
He's carried it into his work life.
Fertilizer.
You probably
demon.
Knew he'd carried into his work life.
Yeah, there was like no chance of him failing. You just know that. Huh. Boy, Joey's done playing. I bet things go downhill now. Nope, never thought that one. Never thought that. Never hit. That one never
That's
hit.
738ag.com. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I'll give you some scoop on how the rundown was made today.
No.
Why?
No, you don't need to do that.
Why? You knew I was very busy with the golf tournament. I reached out to you on Sunday and said, hey, let's go ahead to Tuesday.
I threw a few ideas and they ended up on the road.
I appreciate that. You helped me out. I didn't have time to make it.
I was in a mild
sleep. I didn't even send out my usual text. I'll do the rundown.
I sent it at 10 o'clock. I sent it at 10 a.m. to you guys. You didn't have time for it.
You want me to whip the rundown out?
I do it every day almost. If we don't have the rundown by 9:30 for the next day, I whip it out.
And every time it makes me laugh. Yeah. I guess I'm doing the rundown.
Yeah. And Jake always says, 9:30, Bill.
I've just stopped responding to it.
He can't stop. Jake will respond every time. He responds every time. And that's when me and Steve get really happy.
I didn't respond the last couple.
I'm in meetings. We have other jobs, Bill. I know you're free.
Jake, it's super funny.
I'm sure. I'm glad that you enjoy that.
We do.
Because you can hear his voice.
You can hear it in his voice. We get hands out. In a meeting.
Frustration.
It's a lot of frustration. That's right. Question is, does cynicism about Nebraska's struggles of the past and college football in general prevent fans from being excited about the Huskers' recent recruiting at the quarterback position?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I think so for sure. There was a time when Nebraska would get like a Harrison Beck and the world stopped on its axis in Nebraska. Bill, you were around when it happened. You probably weren't as cognizant of it because you're buried in your work. But it was like during those times, Tanner Lee was a monster acquisition.
Coming from Tulane. God.
Yeah. I mean, Bill, who was the kid from Arizona? Sam Keller.
Mm-hmm.
When those things happened, I can't tell you the level of freak show at the Journal Star. Oh, God. Yeah, get a hold of his high school coach, get a hold of his, you know, whatever, get a hold of his dad, try to get a hold of Keller himself. No, it's definitely different now. I mean, it's because people are worn down. I think they're worn down by just the three guys I just mentioned, none of them really
didn't work out that well.
No. And then, like I said, it's a little different now with you start looking at all these players that have won Heismans and different things. I mean, they're all different schools. I mean, you look at the players that this did really good. I know
Give me Jaden Daniels.
Fields didn't win a Heisman, but he did, you know, incredible journey from Georgia to Ohio State.
That's right.
Joe Burrow's was also one. Now that was different. He was kind of told to move on. Not really told. He didn't tell him he had to leave. Don't get me wrong. He was never told he had to leave, but he was told he was not going to be the starter when the season began.
Right. When Burrow left, it wasn't like, oh God, he's going to tear it up at LSU. Yeah. You didn't really know.
Didn't know for sure because he hadn't played very much. He had a pretty good. I had a pretty good idea that good things would happen, or I knew they would. Otherwise, I wouldn't have risked my job for it because I would have got fired. I would have gotten fired. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That would have been a fireball offense.
For standing on the table?
Yeah, that would have been a fireball offense.
For standing on the table.
If he came in and it was a complete whiff, that would have been a bad deal. To upset chemistry and do all those things, that would have been a bad day.
Your profession.
But Daniels was one. There's so many of us. You look at Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, all these guys, they all change schools.
Yep.
So because of that, there's a history of school changing.
Good point. So, I didn't even think about that.
So that's why there's a little bit of...
God, that's
let me try this word. Intrepidation.
Yeah. Ooh, whoa.
Whoa. Thank you.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Intrepidation?
Yes, thank you.
You came with intrepidation.
You're growing. Yeah, thank you.
You're like...
Are you going to say it?
Cost.
I don't have a job. We have time to look at, read the thesaurus.
I wasn't saying
Laura makes me read the thesaurus. As soon as I get home, read this. Sipple's been getting a bunch of words right, and you haven't gotten anything right, so I have to read it every day.
There's some intrepidation.
There's some intrepidation with it, yes.
What are you looking for over there?
Get something pulled up real quick.
And there's a little bit of the, as I sent you the article yesterday, and doing some more research of just that right now, everything that it gets a little exhausting because right now, like yesterday was like big conversation was, Burns said from Alabama, the three biggest days in the history of sport was the invention or whatever, induction or whatever of the NCAA, like in 1908.
I think it was 1908.
Then the next team, 1972, Title IX, and then this is the biggest thing.
He said that.
That's the three biggest things, but this thing did nothing. And that's, if you listen to all the pundits, they're all saying the same thing, like, do you realize the headaches that are coming down, that they're going to come from this?
And you think people are worn out a little
and
bit.
And I think they're worn out. And on top of it, the NCAA basketball wants to go to 76.
No,
and they can't
stop.
And they can't figure out the playoffs either. Is it going to be 16 now? Who's in charge? Who's going to 9 games? Think of the conversations that are going on when the last, whatever, take the last couple of years out, Steve. You spent 30-something years talking about schedules and who the starting quarterback is going to be at Illinois and whatever. Now there's none of that conversation. It is every day. It will lead off with just a ton of problems.
There's
changes.
That's a really good point. It's not only the local issues. And I just mentioned three guys that didn't work out well. There's Jeff Sims. There's others.
Okay.
There's kind of a long line of guys that didn't really work out at quarterback. So you put that cynicism by Nebraska fans. And then add to it what you're alluding to, Bill. I think that tempers enthusiasm. I know it does because they're in good shape at quarterback. They're in good shape at quarterback.
Someone says transfer portal fatigue in general. Also,
yeah,
there is
part of that.
There is transfer portal fatigue, and most places and places it doesn't affect a lot. I think Nebraska's obviously has been in great shape with it, with coming and going. You look at Georgia's and Alabama that you don't see a lot. You see bad players leaving. That's mostly what you see. You really don't see good players leaving, mm-hmm. and in different spots. And at a lot of schools, there's always some good players that can leave. But
Is it players who have struggled? They're good, but they've struggled.
Yeah, sometimes there is. Sometimes there needs to be a change. Yeah. Which is, like I said, have the ability to change is always good. Now, like I said, when you can change, there's like you said, like that, like, Nebraska Bear, right? Went to Missouri for a spring. Now he's North Carolina. I mean, think about that. He went for a spring.
Mekhi Bayard.
So that's a lot of people. It's not just him. That. And also at that, don't blame him. The rules are. Or anyone who changes that much. That's what the rules are.
Yeah.
That's the part.
I wrestle with that whole thing. I wrestle with the blame part. Who do you blame for all of this? This, what we're talking about. I don't know who to blame. Everybody. I blame myself for letting it happen. I don't know. I don't know who to blame. Courts. The courts I blame a little bit. I do blame the players a little bit. The players who pushed so hard for all this. And now what? This is what you want? By the way, there was toilet paper in the streets yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that. On
right down here?
On Vine. On Vine.
Didn't
they
see them.
Heavy toilet paper.
Baldwin shop.
Yep, they were out. But they we'll talk about that later. You could drive yourself crazy pointing fingers. I like pointing them at Sankey just because I've grown to dislike him.
That's been the general theme also across other shows I listen to, information at that Sankey's been that there's a pushback, a hard pushback on the SEC. And there's also a lot of talk of desperation. I hear that on several other shows, desperation because he's not in charge anymore.
Yeah.
There's some
It's swung difference. A little bit.
First of all, right now, the payout is bigger. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten makes more money.
I think it's almost $9 million per team. Hello.
Yeah, that's a pretty good amount.
That's sizable.
Yeah.
Text from Corey in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Usually waits for song of the day, but he's here early.
That's Corey?
Yeah, Corey says, if there's trepidation with Nebraska's quarterback recruits, it's part of it could be that the two most highly recruited quarterbacks in the state in recent memory are not being recruited by Nebraska. Jet Tamala in 2026 and Braylon Warren 2027. Mm-hmm. Says that could cause some trepidation from the fan base with your question here.
That's a good point. Really good point.
Yeah, it makes sense. Especially as it applies to Tamala. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about 2027. They got a guy.
Trey Taylor.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you noticing not much buzz for Trey Taylor?
No, not as much as there would have been at another time. In a different world. Yeah, there would be a lot more. There'd be a lot more. But it's different. Things have happened. Things have transpired over, 20 years, right? I mean, we're talking Sam Keller, back to Sam Keller. When was that?
Well, he was here for 2007, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're going on 20 years. And not that Sam, now listen, Sam wasn't bad. He had a decent season. A lot of check downs.
check down Sam.
Yeah, he was checking down a lot. But it's not like they haven't had some good quarterbacks intermingled in there. Zach Taylor comes to mind, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. But there's been a lot of ones that came in with a lot of ballyhoo and that just didn't, it fizzled out. All of that takes a toll. So, and we'll see what happens. We'll let it play out.
Let it play out.
But I like what they've done. You can't forget about TJ Lateef in there, which we tend to do, but Lateef's good. They're in good shape. But I get it that people don't even want to hear the hype too much. Is it hype when I point out that Trey Taylor's good? And I like Dayton Raiola. I don't think it's hype.
This is why it's important for Dylan to take the next step, too.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, you're talking about a guy's a five-star player.
Yeah.
Beat out Georgia, beat out Ohio. You beat out some big hitters for him. Mm-hmm. And his first year was okay. It wasn't great last year. Which point out his last eight games were not good.
Yeah, you start to see it this
year. Need to, if he takes a leap and becomes a top-tier Big Ten quarterback, then maybe you start getting less trepidation. You start getting more belief.
My word's been coming out a lot. It was in the text from Corey. And we had it again from Jake. Thank you.
We have to cut into the trepidation.
Yes.
And the cynicism. There's both. But it's
big words.
Not really. But that was well done, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you for Laura. And the thesaurus.
The thesaurus is working out well. When we come back, a look at Nebraska's field surface. Is it dorky or something to get excited about? That's up next, an early break in the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.